Shulam, here at the Simcha Center to present you with a sweet Hasidic Parsha idea to give you a little inspiration, Parshat Metzorah. So in this week's Parsha, we have this Metzorah, the person who gets a skin disease. All of his symptoms have cleared up, and he needs to bring some korbanot, chatat, an olah, and an asham. The Torah tells us that the asham, he would bring it to the Kohen, and the Kohen would take from the blood of the animal and wipe it on the ear, on the toe, the big right toe, and the big thumb of this Metzorah. And the question is, what is the meaning of this strange custom? Not custom, strange law. So the Sukkachava Rebbe, the author of a beautiful sefer called Shem Mishmuel, check it out, has a beautiful idea. He notes that there's another situation when someone else needs to put blood on their ear, their thumb, and their toe. And that is the Kohen. When they were being inaugurated to become Kohanim and Parshat Tezriah, they also wiped blood. What is the connection between the Kohen and the Metzorah? So the idea is that the Kohen is kind of like the super Mossad of the Jewish people. They are the best of the best. While the Jewish people, compared to the world, are meant to focus on spirituality, the Kohen are the teachers of the Jewish people, and they're meant to be the heart of the Jewish people, infusing us with spirituality. And so they would do this ritual. What was the idea behind the ritual? Since they're the heart, the essence, the inside, the Holy of Holies, they're raising up the more external parts of the Jewish people, symbolized by the ear, which is a little bit dead. You can't move your ear on your own, and it's in the external part of your body. The thumb and the hands also, which are more external parts, which I would also say interact with the world. And so we're lifting up, our inside should always be what's controlling our outsides. That's the idea, and that's what the Kohen had to go through. Now, what does that have to do with the Metzorah? The Metzorah was too focused on the outside. For example, one of the reasons a person could get tzaraat is arrogance, always caring about what's on the outside, not what's on the inside. Or lashon hara, where he's not a private person, he's just bringing it out to everyone else, regardless of thinking whether this is appropriate information to share. And so the Metzora, after he's gone through these weeks of bidud, of quarantine, or week, depending on the situation, he now goes, and the Kohen, Davka, the master of the inside, is the one who shows him through to sanctify those outside parts of you and to bring it inside. In other words, to be proud of the inside and not to focus so much on the outside, to sanctify everything to serve Hashem. And I find this a very appropriate message. I was speaking to one of my friends this week, and he was just like having a hard time, but he's just learning on his own because there's not that much else to do. And he's just got to strengthen, and we all have to strengthen our belief that what we do on the insides in our homes when no one else is around, that also is extremely important in the eyes of Hashem. Maybe that's one thing that we can get out of this crazy situation. Speaking of the power of Torah, the Ma'or Einayim, another amazing Hasidic Rebbe, says, what is the tikkun of the Metzorah? How does he fix his mistake of Lashon Hara? By learning Torah. Okay? By learning Torah, that's taking your words, which Hashem gave us our mouth to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and I defiled it by speaking negatively. Now I connect to Hashem and I create the world, connect to the letters of the universe, which created the world by speaking words of Torah, of kindness, of sweetness, and of positivity. Have a beautiful Shabbos full of spiritual healing, and this should be for the Refuah Shlema of the whole world. Can't wait to see you next week. Good Shabbos!